Well, I have some questions that might be answered yes or no, and the first has to be, you see intelligence reports. Are you convinced the Saudi government or its operatives assassinated Jamal Khashoggi?
Not yet completely convinced, but there's enough corroboration out there that I think the burden of proof is on the Saudis to prove that they did not have anything to do either with harming, kidnapping, or killing Jamal Khashoggi. The burden of proof is on them.
If that's certified, I'll throw out some possibilities. Should the U.S. close that big embassy in Riyadh? Should they close that big building on Virginia Avenue that's the Saudi embassy? Should it break off relations?
Well, Scott, first, I mean, this is a horrific alleged crime against a journalist. Our president attacks journalists as enemies of the people, but we need to stand up for journalists everywhere. Jamal Khashoggi is a Virginia resident. And you're right, there are a number of things that we could do. I'll tell you what I focus on. The first thing the Senate did this week, the members of the Foreign Relations Committee on which I sit, is we sent a letter to the president to trigger his review of whether this treatment of Jamal Khashoggi violates something called the Magnitsky Act. The Magnitsky Act allows the White House to put sanctions on individuals if they engage in human rights abuses. When we send the letter, it triggers a 120-day investigative period where the administration has to report back to Congress as to whether there have been a human rights violation and what they're going to do about it. That's number one. Number two, we have been in the Senate increasingly concerned about Saudi Arabia and working to potentially cease arms sales to them. We had a vote a few months ago where 47 of us voted to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia because of their mishandling of the civil war in Yemen and the massive humanitarian crisis there. So a second thing that you are likely to see, I think Senators Paul and Murphy have talked about this, is additional action to block arms sales. President Trump reacted very negatively to that the other day, but you'll see that. And then the final one is U.S. support for the Saudis and the UAE on the war in Yemen. I think there's increasingly a desire to just cease U.S. support for the war in Yemen, which is a massive humanitarian disaster. So I think before we get into embassy diplomatic relations, we've had a longstanding relationship with Saudi Arabia, but I think there are Magnitsky, arms sales, and support for the war in Yemen are probably the three areas where Congress is now most focused, and it is a dramatic change in attitude about Saudi Arabia as a result of this action.